And I think this is such a great cause of so much of our discouragement, that things don't turn out like we thought they would. See that with Elijah. Jezebel doesn't get converted. Jezebel wants to kill him. So the first view we need to correct, friends, is our view of the way God works. Doesn't always work the way that we expect, but he always works. Well, there's a second view that Elijah needs to have corrected as well. And this is in, as verse 13 continues. Verse 13 goes on and says, "And behold, there came a voice to him and said, 'Again, what are you doing here, Elijah?'" Now listen to his response. He said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts. The people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I, even I only," you hear the quiver in his voice, "am left, and they seek my life to take it away." Sounds familiar, doesn't it? It's the same response that he gave last time, word for word. It's almost like a little mantra, like a chant he's got memorized. Whoever he's gotten these three lies from, himself or Satan, he's got them stamped on his brain. And the view he needs to change here is his view of himself. Not trying to jump into pop psychology now. I'm just trying to point out what God's word reveals about Elijah. He's got something stamped in his brain that he can't let go of. Even after the first time God speaks to him. And I think this is the same thing that goes for us. Why we often wind up in spiritual depression, listening to ourselves or to Satan over and over, and we get this little mantra like Elijah's, "I'm the only one left." But what did we see in our scripture reading this morning? We saw the psalmist talking back to himself. In Psalm 42, verse 5, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God. I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God." He does it again in verse 11. And he does it a third time in Psalm 43, verse 5. What he's doing is not listening to himself. He's talking to himself, preaching to himself, reminding himself of the truth of God's word. Do you know how to do that? Do you know what Psalm 42 reflects? Do you know what this is talking about? Of preaching the word of God to yourself. Again, he says it like nobody else can, and I won't read it with a Welsh accent, but listen to Martin Lloyd-Jones describe this very thing. He says, "I say that we must talk to ourselves instead of allowing ourselves to talk to us. Do you realize what this means? I suggest the main trouble in this whole matter of spiritual depression, in a sense, is this, that we allow ourselves to talk to us instead of talking to ourselves. This is the very essence of wisdom in the matter. Have you realized that most of your unhappiness in life is due to the fact that you are listening to yourself instead of talking to yourself? Take those thoughts that come to you the moment you wake up in the morning. You've not originated them, but they start talking to you. They bring back the problems of yesterday. Somebody is talking. Who is talking to you? Yourself is talking to you. Now, this man's treatment, Psalm 42, was this. Instead of allowing this self to talk to him, he starts talking to himself. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? His soul had been depressing him, crushing him, so that he stands up and says, "Self, listen for a moment, and I'll speak to you." This is really good stuff. The main art in the matter of spiritual living is to know how to handle yourself. You have to take yourself in hand. You have to address yourself, preach to yourself, question yourself. You must say to your soul, "Why art thou cast down? What business have you to be disquieted? You must turn on yourself, upbraid yourself, condemn yourself, exhort yourself, and say to yourself, hope thou in God, instead of muttering in this depressed, unhappy way. And then you must go on to remind yourself of God, who God is and what God is and what God has done and what God has pledged himself to do. Then having done that, end on this great note, defy yourself and defy other people and defy the devil and the whole world and say with this man, I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance, who is also the health of my countenance and my God. This is the essence of the matter in a nutshell. This self of ours, this other man within us, has got to be handled. And I wish I could read it to you like he would speak it. This view that has to change is his view of himself. And the view that might need to change in you. Not only the way God works, the view of how God works, but the view of yourself.